Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
When you think of the Lunar New Year, you often think of foods like delicious whole fish, sticky rice cakes, or plump prawns. But there's another, less attractive-looking food that's synonymous with the holiday, fat choy, or braised hare moss. As a child, I'd pick at these inky melting strands and declare to my relatives in a cheeky way that I was eating hare. Many of them would even join my little charade, encouraging me to pick up more. "It's good for your long hair," they would say. "Eat more, and your hair will grow thick, black, and healthy." Like many other fables told at the table, such advice is not particularly scientific. There is no research that shows that the consumption of hare moss has anything to do with fabulous follicles. Rather, the obvious reason for hare moss being a Lunar New Year mainstay is more superstitious than practical. In Cantonese, the ingredient is known as fat choy, literally hare and vegetable, which is, more importantly, a homonym for get rich or fat choy.
Fat choy means wealth and prosperity. Fat choy doesn't mean a fat bok choy.
So a more likely explanation for piling heaps of it into one's rice bowl has more to do with the desire for wealth rather than an enviable mien.
Choy san do!
But what exactly is fat choy? It might be vegetable-like, but despite its name, it is not a vegetable at all. While commonly known by alternative names such as black moss, hair moss, or hair weed, its scientific name is the rather unwieldy Nustoc flagelliform, and it is categorized as a terrestrial cyanobacterium. Yes, this auspicious ingredient is essentially a type of bacteria. Ergo, your fat choy dish is a veritable petri dish of prosperity. It's ironic, considering that Nustoc commune, the scientific name for a colonial species of cyanobacterium that includes fat choy, was consumed as a famine food during the Eastern Jin Dynasty in China in the 4th century AD. Fat choy also has its own superhero origin story, as told through the legend of renowned Chinese messenger turned shepherd Su Wu, who was exiled to the desolate land of Lake Baikal for 19 years by Xiongnu nomads and left to starve. The hardy Su Wu survived by eating the felt from his clothes, or grass from a rodent's nest, depending on which version you're reading, and drinking melted snow. But in all tellings, despite his hardships, the loyal Su Wu proudly held onto his noble imperial staff, using it as a shepherd's rod until all of its decorative hairs fell off. He then cut off his own locks and tied them to the pole to ensure that it looked complete. Eventually, the wind and sand blew the hair off the staff and onto the ground, where it took root and grew into clumps of long strands resembling hair. Su Wu discovered that these magical plants were able to sate his hunger, and so the legend of fat choy was born, and he returned to Chang'an a hero. It's no wonder that fat choy became so ingrained in the imagination of many a generation, transcending its unsettling appearance. Sold dried, fat choy requires just a brief soak to reconstitute it before being cooked. Typically, you'll find it in braised dishes and usually with dried oysters. The two ingredients combine to form the couplet, fat choy hou si, meaning get rich, good business. Fat choy is mostly found growing on the ground in dry areas of China, such as Inner Mongolia, Ningxia, Qianghai, and Xinjiang. But over-harvesting has led to desertification, deforestation, and accelerated erosion in these areas. It's a highly covetable ingredient, but the harvesting of hair moss has turned millions of hectares of grasslands in China into desert, according to global conservation body Worldwide Fund for Nature. The WWF published an article titled Five Things Not to Eat During the Chinese New Year, and it wrote, about 1.6 hectares of grassland are damaged for each 450 grams of moss collected. This has had knock-on effects, such as increased sandstorms afflicting even distant cities such as Beijing and Shanghai. In the year 2000, the Chinese central government implemented a ban on the collection, sale, and export of hair moss. The resulting scarcity of existing fa choy stocks has also driven up the price, which now stands at around $125 per kilogram. To tackle demand, fake fa choy has inevitably flooded the market, with stories of unsuspecting homemakers horrified by thin starch noodles leaching dark dyes into bowls of soaking liquid. Despite environmental concerns, though, black moss is still relatively easy to buy online, and it's not hard to find it being served in restaurants. In Hong Kong, local dried goods purveyor Onki is selling 75 grams of quote-unquote superior black moss for 96 Hong Kong dollars, or about $12. The Hong Kong government, meanwhile, pledged to stop serving fat choy, along with shark's fin and bluefin tuna, at official functions way back in 2013. Chef Hong Chi-kin of Jiangsu Club, located in the Sheng Wan neighborhood, said, indeed, fat choy is becoming more rare. But when it comes to festive seasons, putting a little into a poon choy or another dish is still an important part of the tradition. Chef Hong serves a festive poon choy, chock full of premium fish maw, abalone, prawns, and tiny little portions of fat choy. He clarifies that the fat choy he uses is cultivated and comes from Zhejiang and Fujian provinces. There's no more wild fat choy available now, he says. If they say it's wild, it's most likely fake. For others, fat choy has been substituted completely. This is a trend that is likely to be seen on more Lunar New Year menus. Zoe Wong, sustainability officer for Cordis Hong Kong in Mong Kok, says the hotel stopped using black moss back in 2017. At their one Michelin-star Cantonese restaurant, Main Court, they replaced fat choy with mozuku. That's a brown seaweed from Okinawa, Japan, with a similarly thread-like appearance and soft texture. Zoe explains that this alternative ingredient not only helps protect the ecological environment, but also allows us to maintain the desired culinary experience and uphold the auspicious symbolism of prosperity for their diners during the Lunar New Year. Now, while it may not have the same ring as fat choy, think of it this way. What's the use of all the world's riches if the trade-off is the health of the planet?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.